I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On the heels of successful ceasefires in Gaza and Sudan, peace talks between Afghanistan and Pakistan are falling apart. FMI's Nehemiah says,
this ongoing conflict between Pakistan and Taliban highlights the deep complexity of achieving peace in this region. While there have been repeated calls for ceasefire and reconciliation, the reality on the ground makes it extremely difficult to sustain peace.
FMI supports indigenous church planters in both countries, helping believers carry the gospel to those who need it most. Right now, though,
our partners who have dual citizenship, they are not able to travel inside and outside. They are just trapped.
Pray the Lord will surround FMI partners and their families with His divine protection. Then a second typhoon struck the Philippines this month. Super Typhoon Feng Wong made landfall last Sunday, killing at least 25. It was less devastating than Typhoon Kalmagi, which killed more than 200 in the central Philippines the previous week. Survivors need humanitarian aid, but Herman Moldez with A3 says,
but more than that, I think we really need to be more aggressive in advocating creation care.
Moldez says Kalmagi's destruction came largely from deforestation. Rainfall on the mountainsides turned into massive floodwaters and mudslides that villagers below weren't expecting. Yet the financial profit from quarrying and development are strong temptations across the Philippines. Pray that local Christians can give aid as the hands and feet of Christ, and that they'll speak up in order to spare future lives. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terrence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.